Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. So we would be forgiven in reading today's scripture for thinking that Jesus is putting a very low priority on actual food in the world. Especially when he says, do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. And it's pretty clear Jesus does actually place a higher priority on the spiritual life and the life of the soul than he seems to on the physical life. But do remember also that he had just fed 5,000 people with bread. So Jesus knows you need to eat. So in case that wasn't clear, okay, Jesus wants you all to eat and not just what I'm going to give you at the table afterwards. Or I should say what he's going to give you at the table afterwards. But he does want us to focus on our spiritual life, our life of faith. He wants us to focus on believing in him and seeking after a life that is greater and larger and more transcendent than the life that we currently live. And he says, again, do not work for the food that perishes. Now, we all know, right, to put food on our plate, we do have to work, right? We all know that to have the things that we want and need in this life, we have to work. We understand the concept of work very well. But my question for us today is that when we think about that term work, do we actually work for the bread that gives us eternal life? Do we place as high a premium on that as we do on the other sort of bread? So for instance, if you want something in this life, right? Let's just say you want to buy a house, or you want to buy a car, okay? Or you want to buy something big. You start taking steps to get it. Right? Maybe you start working extra hours at the job. You set aside some money. You don't go out to eat as often. Maybe you eat what you can get on sale at the grocery store. You cook it at home. You start paying down your debt so that your credit score goes up. You, in short, have a plan to get that house, to get that car. Or what about when we want to get healthier, when we want to lose weight, when we want to take better care of ourselves, when we want to follow our doctor's orders? We start taking steps there too, don't we? Right? We start looking at what we eat. We start managing portion control. We start maybe eating less dessert during the week. I know I don't eat less dessert during the week, but I should. We start, you know, maybe we exercise. We make time every day to exercise. We do whatever we have to do to get what we want, right? That's why we work for things, because we want things. So that brings me back to my question, how do we feel about working for eternal life? Is that one of our goals? Is that one of the things that we plan for? Is that one of the things that we budget our time and our energy for? Because, again, Jesus places a very high premium on that. Now, I'm not saying that you have to do things to earn God's affection. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, are we placing in our lives the same emphasis on spiritual things and eternal life as we are placing on the tangible, the present, the now? Because I can say from my own point of view that I don't. Yes, I'm a priest, and I don't. Okay? I wish I did, and I feel guilty about it all the time. But I try, and I try to keep to a plan. And like most like diet or exercise plans or even budgeting plans, I'm not very good about those either. But Jesus tells us, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. And that sounds like a very, very simple answer, right? And it is a very simple answer, although I'm going to offer a caveat, because a lot of people hear that. All you have to do is believe in Jesus and you'll be saved. That word believe doesn't mean what you think it means. It does not mean I intellectually assent to the existence of Jesus. It does not believe I think that there was a guy who walked around 2,000 years ago and was crucified and died and rose again. I think these things. That is not what the word believe means, my brothers and sisters. The word believe, pisteuo in Greek, means to have deep faith in, to trust, to rely on, to depend on, to put, honestly, all your eggs into one basket. So when he says the work of God is that you believe in him who he has sent, he's saying, y'all gotta stick by me. Y'all gotta trust what I say. Y'all gotta do what I do. You gotta mirror my life. And that is the work, right? So it's a very simple answer, but it's not a very easy answer. But that is what brings us to eternal life. Wanting eternal life, planning for it, preparing for it, working towards it in this sense, that is what we're called to do. We're called to recognize that the world that we live in is tangible and temporary and passing away, but that the world that we are called to is eternal. This, if you'll note, right, listen when I offer the absolution. When I offer the absolution, I will say to you, and I pray that God will keep you in eternal life. Not bring you to eternal life, keep you in eternal life, because your reality with God starts here. You've already begun your journey to the heart of God in this life. We're already on that path. And so that's why Jesus encourages us to work towards it. That's why Jesus encourages us to make plans for it. That's why Jesus encourages us to believe in him. Because we're already on that journey. So it sort of makes sense, right, to start planning for it. So for instance, when you're on a journey, do you not need food for the road? And then Jesus offers us the food we need. He says that he is the bread of heaven. He says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. We have food for the journey already. And we come and we receive that food every week. We come to this table. We receive Holy Communion, the bread of life. Jesus becoming bread for us to eat. Jesus becoming tangible for us. Because if we're planning for the spiritual life, right, it's stuff we can't see. It's stuff we can't feel. It's stuff that we only long for, right? We only hunger for. There's a reason why we come to church. And that reason is because we think and we feel that there is something beyond what we can see or hear or feel. That's why we come here. That's why. Because there is a hunger. And he says, I will satisfy that hunger. I will give you a taste of the reality that you are longing for. And we're offered that every week in the bread and the wine. Eternity in a crispy wafer shell. It's like, it's the ultimate. Right, you have this ultimate vision of eternity, and Jesus is offering himself as something as common and tangible as bread and wine. He's willing to meet us more than halfway on our journey to his heart. So my brothers and sisters, my prayer for us today is that we would start thinking about the time that we spend in prayer, the time that we set aside during our week for other things, and whether or not we actually prioritize this life that we are being given in the same way that we prioritize the life that we have now. And that if we don't, if maybe we find that we spend a little bit too much time about worrying about earthly things, then if we find that we spend way too much time stressing about everything else in the world but God, that maybe we would start devoting a little bit more of our attention to the one who calls us, the one who loves us, and the one who offers to feed us for the rest of eternity. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. We'd kind of be forgiven for thinking that Jesus has a very low opinion of trying to actually work for our bread. He says, do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. It almost sounds like he's saying that we shouldn't work for our bread in this world, even though we all know that if we want to eat, we kind of got to work, right? But don't forget that this passage is coming just after he has fed 5,000 people with bread. So Jesus knows we need to eat. So I just want to make that clear in case anyone was wondering. Jesus knows we need to actually eat and not just eat the spiritual food that he offers to give us. But he is making a point that I think that we need to take very well, because he is prioritizing the spiritual life. When he's saying, do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you, okay, he's asking us to actually question our priorities. And what I mean by that is this. We all understand the concept of work, don't we? We have to, because it's the only way to get by in this world. So we know that we have to work for what we eat. We also know that we have to work to get what we want, right? So if I want to say, let's say I want to buy a house or I want to buy a car, okay? I know that I have to maybe put in extra hours at work. I know that I have to start saving money. I know I have to start paying down my debts. I know that maybe I can't go out and eat as often as I like to. Maybe I have to start cooking some cheapo food at home, okay? I know that there are steps I have to take to get what I want, and I'm willing to work for it. It's the same case when, say, we want to get healthy or lose some weight, right? We know that diet and exercise, we know that we can't really eat all the candy that we'd like, which breaks my heart, I assure you. I'm terrible at that. I don't miss a dessert. I don't know about you. But we have to, right? Like, you need to skip the extra carbs, the extra sugar. You know that you've got to prepare your own meals at home, because going out to eat is the quickest way to actually pack on the pounds. And we know that we have to exercise, right? Drink more water. We know that we have to work for what we want if we want to be healthy. These are things that we prioritize. So we prioritize our financial obligations in the world, and we prioritize our physical obligations in the world. But do we actually work for the food that endures to eternal life? Is that something that we plan for, that we take steps for? Do we actually prioritize it in our living, in our doing, in our being? Or do we just, you know, assume that God's going to give us everything? And I'm not saying that we have to work for God's love. And I'm not saying that God is going to go, oh, well, that guy's lazy. To hell with him. What I am saying is that if we value this promise that Jesus is making to us, that we are being called to life eternal with him and his Father in heaven, how much of a priority do we make it in our lives? And he says, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. Now, at first, at a glance, that looks very, very easy, doesn't it, right? It's a very simple answer he's given. They're asking, what do we need to do the work of God? They're saying, okay, Jesus, I understand what you're saying. I shouldn't just prioritize in this physical life. What do I need to do to prioritize the spiritual life that you are calling us to? He says, believe in the one whom he has sent. Now, when we hear the word believe, we're tempted to think that that means intellectual assent. We're tempted to think that all I have to do is read some kind of creed, assent to it, and that's all there is to it. That is not what the word believe means. It comes from the word pisteuo in Greek. It means have faith in, trust in, put all your eggs in one basket, rely on, lean on. It does not mean saying, well, I think that there was a guy named Jesus 2,000 years ago and that he died and he rose again. That's not what the word believe means. So when he says that you believe in the one whom God has sent, he means that you trust Jesus, you put yourself into Jesus' hands, and that you do what Jesus tells you to do. So it's a very simple answer, but it's actually not easy at all. Because it means you follow Jesus' teachings, that you follow Jesus' example, that you walk in the path that he has set for you. So that is what the work of God is for those of us who wish to inherit eternal life. And he lays out these steps for us. If we look at the life of Jesus, we know what we're called to do. We know that we're called to love God, to love one another, to pray, to reach out to God, to actually prioritize our spiritual life. And so that brings us back to the question, where are we in terms of that priority? What do we do in our daily life, right? So like, I know that if I want to work out or if I want to lose weight, I got to do that every day. I got to get up early. I got to run. I got to do whatever I've got to do. I've got to make sure that my diet is in order, right? Same thing with the money thing. I've got to make sure that the checklists are taken care of, that money is being saved, that my credit, my bills are getting paid so that I can buy the thing I want. And any other number of things that we know that we have to prioritize in this life. So what are we doing day to day to prioritize our life in Christ? And some of us might have different routines, right? Some people wake up and do morning prayer in the morning. Some people pray at various different points of the day. Everyone's got their own different spiritual life, and we're not called to do the exact same thing together. But are we thinking about it on a day-to-day basis? Are we making sure that we touch base with God at least every day and not just once a week when we come to receive the bread that Jesus offers to give us? Because that is something he is offering to give us, right? He knows that this life is a journey. And he's offering to be the food for that journey, the food that will take us into eternal life. And so we come every week to receive his body and blood. That's food for the journey, and that's great. We should do that every week. But what else are we doing? What kind of exercise are we getting, right? Are we exercising ourselves spiritually by praying to God? Are we also setting down ground rules, right? Like watching our moral life, making sure that we are not thinking things or making decisions that really are counterintuitive to our goal of eternal life, right? This is the work of God. This is the work that we as Christians are called to make. Because it's not just like a crash diet, right? We know those things don't work. And we know that we can't just ignore it if we want to save up and buy something. In the same way, our spiritual life is that we need is something we need to tend to on a daily basis. I'd say hourly, but that's really, really hard. I tried it. But on a daily basis, at the very least, we should be checking in. So my prayer for us today is that we would recognize that we are called to a work by God. That we are called to actually exercise ourselves in our spiritual life. That we are called to make sure that we receive the bread from heaven to feed us on our journey. And that we would recognize that God is our priority. That our eternal life with him begins here and continues on to forever. And I pray we would keep all of that in mind when we come to this table and receive Jesus, who tells us that he is the bread of life. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. We would be forgiven for thinking, with today's reading, that Jesus doesn't really care very much for working for bread in this world. We get the opening, "Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you." So we would be forgiven for thinking that Jesus really doesn't care about whether or not we eat, but that's not actually the case. If you remember, this is coming just after the feeding of the 5,000, where he gave them a lot of bread to eat. So don't worry, Jesus does want you to work for your bread. But he does raise a question of our priorities in this discourse today. When he says, "Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life," he's asking us what we believe in and what we're willing to work for. Because work, we do understand that word all too well, don't we? We know what work is. We know that we have to work to put food on our table. We also know we have to work to get what we want in this life. If we want to buy something expensive, we want to buy a house, we want to buy a car, we know that there are steps that we have to take to get it. We start saving, right? Start paying down our bills to improve our credit score. We start maybe eating in and not going out as much because it's cheaper to cook the food at home. We start taking every step we can possibly take to achieve the goal that we have set for ourselves. And it's not just working for things that we want, but also in terms of if we want to be healthy, right? We know if we want to lose weight, we have to diet. We have to cut out the things in our lives that are actually not good for us. The extra desserts that we have, which is the hardest thing in the world for me, I assure you. We can't, again, it's kind of like when you're saving for a house, you can't go out and eat all the time because that's the absolute worst thing for you. You need to cook healthy food at home. You need to exercise. You just need to get out there. In short, in order to be healthy, you have to work for that too. But do we work so hard for our eternal life? Do we work so hard on our spiritual life? Do we treat it in the same way, with the same priority, that we treat the other things in our lives that we want? That's the question we're being asked today. And that's why he says, do not work for the food for that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life. Because if that's what we want, if we want eternal life, then it definitely should be a priority in our life. And so that begs the question, right? Well, what do I have to do to get eternal life? What's the work that I have to do? And this is not a statement that we have to do lots of work in order for God to love us. It's more along the lines of, if that we are hoping for eternal life with Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven, then that should perhaps be a priority in our life, in what we do and how we live. And so Jesus answers that question for us. He says, this is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent. That sounds very easy, doesn't it? It's a very simple answer. But it's not. First, that word believe, it's a really tricky word. It does not mean I intellectually assent to the existence of a man named Jesus who existed 2,000 years ago and who died and rose again. I think that that's what happened. That is not what the word believe means. The word believe comes from the Greek, pisteuo, and it means to trust, to rely on, to put your faith in, literally, to take, put all your eggs in one basket, is what that word kind of means. Okay, and even in English, by the way, the word believe does not mean I think or I know. It means I love. It comes from the early English word lief, which means to love. You might have anyone speaks German, Libra, love. It's a kind of love and it's a kind of trust that you put in something and someone that has no questions, that has no worries, that is complete and whole. And so when Jesus says, this is the work, that you believe in him who he has sent, that's a simple answer, but it's not an easy one, is it? And that also means that if you believe in Jesus, then that means you're going to listen to him, that you're going to follow his teachings, that you're going to try to follow in his footsteps, that you're going to love people. You're going to love all the strangers that God puts in front of you. And that you're going to love your neighbors with your whole heart, and you'll love God with your whole heart, and your neighbor as yourself, right? That you're going to make time to pray to God. That you're going to reach out to God, and you're going to try to consult with Jesus. In other words, that you're going to make eternal life a priority. So that's what he's getting at when he says that's the work, that you should believe in him. And so that just brings us to where we are now. We have a spiritual inventory to take. Do we prioritize eternal life as much as we prioritize this moment in time? Because that's the question Jesus is confronting us with. And if we're going to go on this journey into eternal life, right, that means that we have to make preparations. That means that we have to do things to prepare for it. If it's a goal like any other, right, then there has to be a sort of plan for us. And so one of the things that I was talking about actually a lot before was diet, right? Whether I was talking about saving to buy a house or I was talking about trying to lose some weight, kind of got to watch your food intake because it can either be expensive or fat. Well, the truth of the matter is that this journey that we are called on is a journey, and we need food for the road. And that's why Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. So in part of our weekly activities in making this eternal life a priority, we are offered food every week at this table. We are offered bread and wine that is the body and blood of Jesus, the bread that will sustain us on our journey. But the journey requires more than food, right? So what are the other things that we do in our day-to-day life that prepare us for that journey? What's the kind of spiritual exercise that we engage in that keeps us fit for the journey to eternal life? What are the plans that we make? What are the goals that we set? What are the boundaries that we set for ourselves? What are the morals that guide us on this journey? Because this is not a journey of the feet. It is a journey of the heart. So my prayer for us today, my brothers and sisters, is that we would recognize that this eternal life that we are called to live is as much of a priority, if not more so, than the life we live now. My prayer for us is that we would start making preparations in our life today, that we would start prioritizing, if we haven't already, the day-to-day activities that we need to undergo for this journey, to make ourselves spiritually fit for this journey, whether that means praying every day, reading our scripture, or receiving Eucharist every week. That is my prayer for us today, and I hope that we will remember that Jesus himself promises us that he will be the food for our journey as we begin our walk to everlasting life with him. In Jesus' name.